You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
WPR welcomes a new show to the Ideas Network next week. 1A will begin airing Monday through Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. Launched in January, the talk show is the successor to the long-running Diane Rehm Show.
1A dives into politics, technology, and pop culture. The show considers itself a mirror for America, aiming to help the country reflect on itself and ask what it wants to be.
Joshua Johnson is the host of 1A, and he also hosted a four-part series on race and identity called Truth Be Told that aired on the Ideas Network last year. Joshua, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. Appreciate it.
Well, you said that you see yourself kind of like Tony in West Side Story, who gets between a couple of rival gangs getting ready to have a rumble and says, kind of, hold up, everybody, let's make this fair. So how is being the host of 1A like that?
Well, the analogy to Tony in West Side Story kind of has to do with the way that he intervened in what the gangs had planned as this big rumble, this all-out, no-holds-barred fight. And because there was something that Tony loved that was involved, he intervened and told them, or suggested to them, that they replace the rumble with a fair fight, the best brawler from each gang to duke it out. I find that my job is a lot like that. My job on 1A is not to tell people don't fight, because there are certain things that are legitimately worth fighting, arguing, debating over. You know, democracy is not about preventing debate. It's about managing and really propelling debate in a way that's productive, especially when there is something in the middle that you think is worth fighting for. I think that the state of our union, that our ability to keep these states united at a time when there is so much strife and disagreement and discord, is very important. So my responsibility is to help people find other more constructive ways to fight more fairly, and to just help referee, not to prevent people from expressing what concerns them, but to do it in a way that hopefully is productive.
And another aspect of that, you've gotten to define 1A fresh right off the bat, and you've said that it's going to be like a national mirror. Can you tell us what you mean by that, by a national mirror?
Yeah, we want to be able to just hold the nation up to itself and let us see ourselves, you know, warts and all, beauty and all, and take a closer look at the things that we need to look at and sometimes don't really want to. I think one of the things that I came away from the 2016 election with was a real sense of worry about the way that we depict different voting blocks, for example, particularly the people who supported Donald Trump or who supported Hillary Clinton, and that we ended up caricaturing people or stereotyping them or oversimplifying. And I think a proper mirror provides real detail. It will provide you as much detail as you're willing to look at. I mean, look at your face in the mirror next time. You'll see your face, and then try zeroing in on just the center of your face, and then just on your nose, and then just on the tip of your nose. All that detail is there in the original image the first time you look, but the deeper you allow yourself to look, the more you'll see. So my job is not to drag people into a deep conversation. It's to offer it. And if you stick with us for the hour, if you stick with us for the program, you'll be able to see deeper and deeper and deeper. And hopefully the pace at which we do that and the way in which we do that will be palatable for people who are struggling with an issue but want to take part in it. And ultimately, that will give people the kind of detail they need to really understand what's going on.
Now, I want to ask you a couple questions about 1A as it relates to Wisconsin, and it's coming to Wisconsin. And 1A, it's a national show, but it is produced on the East Coast. What are you doing to be a show that's not just for D.C. and not just for the East Coast, but a show that reflects everybody, including people here in Wisconsin?
Well, folks in Wisconsin and anywhere are always welcome to share their ideas for the program. At any time, we will do regular, we call them call-outs, where we'll say, hey, we've we've got a program coming up on such and such a topic. We'd love to hear what you think. But you're always welcome to go to our website, which is the1a.org. Click on Ask 1A and just tell us what you think we should be talking about. So you don't have to be in D.C. to share your thoughts. You don't have to wait until we go on the air or comment during a show. Our door is really always open.
And like almost all institutions who are lucky enough to stick around long enough, Public radio, it's adapting to changes. It's looking at a need to renew itself. What do you think is top at the to-do list for public radio? And I'm wondering if you feel like 1A is doing anything to help check anything off that list.
I think the number one thing public radio needs to do is grow aggressively. We need to go after new audiences and let them know what you're getting from other sources, the ones that make you crazy, the ones that you retweet and share on your Facebook page just because they make you crazy. It doesn't have to be that way. There is a whole institution that's been built for the last 46 years, including very foundationally in the state of Wisconsin, that is entirely devoted to being better than what you're used to. And I think the main thing we need to do is grow very aggressively. Make sure people know what it is that we're doing, why it is that we're preferable to the same old talking heads and talking points that many people are used to in other media. There are stations like Wisconsin Public Radio all over the country that are doing really good work, that have a really solid core of supporters. The problem, or the opportunity, is to get that core of supporters to help find more people who would benefit from what this station has, if only they knew how it could serve them.
We're talking to Joshua Johnson right now, the host of 1A. It's going to be airing from 1 to 3 p.m. on the Ideas Network, Monday through Thursday, starting next week. I also heard that you're a big fan of Marvel, of graphic novels, and I'm curious.
I've been known to geek out from time to time.
Oh, you read my mind. I was going to say, are you going to give yourself permission on the air to geek out, to be a super fan?
Am I going to? You haven't been listening to the show.
Oh, we haven't carried it yet.
We're way past that. I have made more than a few Marvel, DC, Harry Potter, J.R.R. Tolkien references on our air. More than a few. I think I made a Harry Potter reference last week on the air.
Excellent.
During a conversation about Chief of Staff John Kelly. So that shows you the level of my geekery. Thank you very much. I think that my responsibility is to bring my authentic self to this show. I made a decision a long time ago that I can't make a career telling the truth about everyone else's life and lying about my own. I can't do that. Some people have to hide certain aspects of who they are for safety. I get that. But for me, I thought the more that I can be comfortable in my own skin, the more I can allow other people to be comfortable in theirs, because I know what it feels like to be disdained for being whatever. And I think public radio is at its best when it allows people to speak in their own voices, to not have to try to sound more smart or more erudite than they are, to not feel like they're not welcome here because I should have finished that master's degree, so I guess I'm not smart enough to listen. I think we're at our best when we just welcome people and say, come as you are. There's this amazing service. We built this for you, for the whole state of Wisconsin, and it's just for you, and you're finally here. Welcome. That's when we're at our best. So the geekery and the nerdery are just an extension for me of a more important core value of public media, which is letting people be who they are. I'm not going to pretend not to love the stuff I love, because I love it. And I'm either going to be honest about it as appropriate, or I'm going to suppress it and it's going to make me a basket case. And then I won't enjoy what I'm doing. And I don't think if that was the case, then this wouldn't be a job that I would have signed up for.
That would be a beautiful place to leave it, but I want to ask you one more question, my James Lipton Actor Studio question.
Oh.
What is your biggest
dream? I love
that
little questionnaire he does at the end. I love those 10 questions.
I do, too. It's always my favorite part.
What is your favorite word? I love that.
Oh. What is your... Well, no, we'll get to that maybe another time, but in this interview, I want to ask you, what is your biggest dream for what 1A could accomplish maybe a few years down the road?
My biggest dream? I always hesitate because I know that whatever I dream, there's something even bigger that we should be aiming for. But I will say one of the things that I want 1A and Wisconsin Public Radio and every public radio to start doing is stealing listeners from other stations. Mm. I want the rest of the business to know that we are a threat. I want everyone else who purveys news and information to know you're second rate, your time has come, your ticket's about to be punched. There are millions of Americans who deserve better, who deserve more insight, more context, more respect, more fair play than you have given them. And we have been building up to the day where we can cut your head off and take all your listeners from you. I am looking forward to the day when programs like 1A can be the cornerstone of a programming lineup, of a content array that is so irresistible that the whole nation knows this is our first choice for news and information. I mean, right now, NPR reaches about 30-some-odd million people a week, which is awesome. Unfortunately, it's also less than 10% of the U.S. population. There's a lot of room for us to grow. And my dream is that we as a program can help bring more people into this really important conversation to the point that other outlets recognize us as a threat. I want us to be a player. I want us to be the cornerstone of where America goes to make sense of itself, to be heard, to be validated, to be respected. I want everyone to know you need to raise your game. And if you want to know what that sounds like, tune in Wisconsin Public Radio. They're doing it 24/7.
I like the way you think. Joshua, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure, Veronica. Thank you.
That was Joshua Johnson, host of 1A. The program begins airing on the Ideas Network next week, Monday through Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m.
Coming up after the news, if you want to be happier at work, make it less of a priority in your life. That's the message from a philosopher after the news. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.